Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, reports and communications, superintendent's update and enrollment report.
All right, a few updates. I put this in the Friday update for you, but just a reminder that May 10th, we're all invited out to Beale for the, so if you haven't gotten your ID yet, you need to make sure you do that before then, okay? Next week is February break, which encompasses Lincoln's birthday and President's Day, the holidays. So there's no school from Monday, February 13th through Monday, February 20th. Kids will return on the 21st.
And that is so sad they're missing Valentine's Day to do the whole swap thing.
They're doing it Friday.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're doing it this week, I think.
Yeah. That's just so, oh good, yeah. I'm glad. I was so sad when I saw it, because I told Rich I thought it was the following week they were off. And
Yeah.
No. Okay, well that's good to know.
Yeah, you have to celebrate one of them on the day. I think it's President's Day has to be celebrated on the day. Lincoln's, it's just, you can move it. Mm-hmm. And so there are some districts in Placer County that are taking, they're here next week, but they're taking the following week off. So.
Marysville and Yuba City as well.
Oh, that's right. I knew I don't know about Marysville, but I knew Yuba City was.
Marysville as well.
Oh, interesting. So we had to provide some audit work for the CTE grants, and I wanted to thank Angela, Shelley, and Brenda for putting their heads together and getting all that, and we've sent it off to them. I'll be out of the office tomorrow at an insurance meeting all day in Yuba City, yay me. But I obviously am available if you need to reach me. I'm currently working on the bargaining unit contracts to move all of the agreements into their contracts. I finished with WESTA and we'll move on to CSEA and then secretaries. We've renewed our contract with Life Touch, who has been bought by Shutterfly for our continued school teachers. We currently have three teachers that have submitted their letter for retirement and one classified employee plus one confidential employee. There may be a few more. The month of March is when they're supposed to do it by March 15th.
You said three teachers?
Three teachers. Well, what? Two teachers and a speech therapist, okay. Which is about impossible to find, by the way. And then we're working closely with the high school and Yuba City Unified to see what agreements we can make with Marysville for the students wanting to do inter-district transfers. Marysville is taking a very hard stance on this, and we're all concerned for the students and the families that want to attend elsewhere. Currently, the only ones they are approving are military, because they have to, and siblings of students in our district. They have rejected some where the sibling is been accepted at the high school, but they won't let the brother or sister come to our district because we're two separate districts.
So what if they were here like last year? Do they get to continue on?
So what they tried to get us to sign was saying that the agreement was for that year only and it expired at the end of the year and they had to renew. Ed Code doesn't say that. Ed Code says once we take them, they're ours, and so we won't sign their agreement. We had a previous agreement with Marysville that they would go for 5 years, but we're not even gonna ask parents to get them again if they've already been accepted.
Okay.
And then if a parent works in Wheatland, then they don't even have to get an inter-district transfer. They only have to work 10 hours in Wheatland to be.
That was my eligible question, because the general manager at Dollar General, her son's a kindergartner, and she asked me if she had to get it again, and I said, I don't know, call Melissa, because I didn't know, because I thought once they started, they got to continue, and so that's good, because she works here, so.
We're not going to ask anybody, whether it's Marysville or any other district, we're not asking them to renew every year starting now.
Okay.
The Rennie dinner was very successful. It brought in about $54,000. They're still tabulating what they paid out, but a lot of money that will be going towards kids, so that's great. Attendance report, 1,362 students. That is 33 more students than we had last year at this time, and 8 more than last month. And then in preschool, we're 110 students, which is 33 less than last year, and 3 less than last month. So we have a total of 1,472, which is exactly what we had last year, because we have 33 more on the general ed side and 33 less in preschool. And that's all I have for both those items.
Was that a big difference in many? It seems like from many from previous years, like it seemed like we were running about 80, 90,000 at the Rennie dinner at the last few years. Was this year a big decline?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, it's still a lot of money.
Yeah, I think that I could check it out, but my memory was around 60 in the past, so it's very close.
Okay.
I don't remember any years going 80 or 90, but I do remember 60s and I think.
High 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything that high before?
I've only known it to be in the 60s as a high.
Me too.
But I can check it out. I'll let you know.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
Okay. Reports from the communication from the public. Ida's not on the agenda. Anybody have anything to report?
We asked a question about if it's on the agenda, we made correct.
Correct.
That's all.
Did you have anything that Annette or anybody wanted you to report?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike Iderola, I am not Colonel Peterson. He had another event to go to. I am his deputy. Just a few things from Annette. She couldn't make it either. So the military is all about STEM. There's a bunch of initiatives that we're pushing. Additionally, there's scholarship opportunities, again, targeted towards military families. Additionally, for those of you who don't know, February is Black History Month, but it is also Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. So we have some information that we distributed on base. I would encourage the school district to make that information available to teachers and parents. I have 2 daughters. They're not teenagers yet, but I took that information because I have a 10-year-old who's getting closer to dating age. So just encourage if the school district would look into that and distribute that information.
Could you have Annette send it to us?
Yes.
She sent us the newsletter, and I sent that out, but...
Yes, thank you for that. I've never seen one of those before, yeah. So that was... Yeah, it was.
Okay, on to consent agenda. Is there any questions or comments or anything about the consent agenda? If not, can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda, please?
Make a motion that we accept the consent agenda.
A second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And the consent agenda carries. Into action items. Approve the 23-24 Wheaton School District Parent Handbook.
Okay, so this is the time of year we bring the parent handbook because we get it online for all the incoming new students for next year. I sent to you that the highlighted areas on the parent handbook are what has changed. And so I'm happy to answer any questions about any part of it, but the highlighted area is probably the ones that you would look at the most because those are the ones that changed.
I have a question.
Yes.
Regarding the 8th grade promotion celebration.
I'm sorry, the what?
The 8th grade promotion celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It states that it's put on by a parent committee. Is this the dance that's been going on?
Correct.
That prior years the school hasn't had a part of?
So at one point the school did it, and then the parents took it over, and they've held it typically at the community center.
Right.
And the reason behind that was that, well, first of all, it's a lot of work, and the parents, you know, can do that easier than the staff. But secondly, it was not closed off to anybody. So if the school ran it and you weren't able to walk graduation, you weren't able to go to the celebration either. With the parents, they don't have that same requirement, and so they could allow students that didn't weren't able to walk but could still go to the celebration.
Right. Well, will it now be taken back by the school?
No, there's no intention to do that.
Okay, because it states that you must have a 2.0 GPA and 80 merits to attend the promotion celebration.
Can you tell me where on the here?
Page 20, the last paragraph. Under promotion at Bear River.
And so I wanted clarification, was that the promotion celebration or the actual walking?
It's the walking. It says promotion at Bear River School. Eighth grade promotion is held at the end of each year. Parent committees are established to put the promotion celebration. Celebration is held. Students must achieve. Yeah, we need to fix that wording.
Because it says and associated activities.
Right. I just want clarification.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll separate that into two paragraphs, one for the walk and then one for the celebration.
Okay.
And then I had a question, unless you have another one, Robin.
Nope, that was it.
On our behavior policy, we had that meeting where we talked a lot about the different, what was going to constitute, you know, referrals, that kind of stuff, from that meeting. And we said we were going to really kind of hammer it out before we did our handbooks. And it's not, I mean, we have some things, but we also discussed that a student could earn back their merits to go on the merit trip, because if a kid, like the first day of school, messes up, then they don't have anything to, you know, keep them in line or on track for the rest of the trimester, because they already don't get to go to the merit trip. And we said that when we discussed it, we talked about letting them earn it back once, you know, at one time, and that's not reflected in here. And then I think our still the discipline thing is still kind of it's not real clear or concise, I guess, the referral process. And which leads me into another thing, is that our fourth grade teachers are still doing the referral thing that we discussed in that meeting about, you know, handing out referrals for parent non-return things, that kind of stuff. So that has happened, so that kind of keyed me into this again of, you know, having that meeting. So
I'll go back to the earning back. We did put that they could earn back to 5 merits in TK through 5th grade, but not in middle school. Okay, and then all of the referrals will be reviewed and approved by administration. That did not say that previously. That's what Lorraine had brought up at that meeting. It's page 28. And so the piece about what a referral is it's pretty impossible to encapsulate that, because as soon as you start listing everything that a referral might be given out for, you're going to either give out more referrals or you're going to miss something.
Well, the parent who called me from fourth grade today had a good point and said, okay, if it's going to be across the board that you're going to get fourth grade's going to get a referral if they don't return whatever that they've handed out, that it's, you know, across the board, you know, for whatever grade level. And that's what they're, you know, where kids are getting referrals for if they don't turn in their homework, if they don't bring back this paper in one class, but they might not in the same grade, but in a different class. And so
yeah, I would find that to be odd, because I think that the teachers work together, and Robin's here and she can speak to it, but you know, the fourth grade teachers, they kind of set their policies as fourth grade and fifth mm-hmm. grade. Referrals for a parent not bringing back a form, I went through this with a parent, and I saw the interactions between the teacher and the parent, and there were multiple opportunities for the parent to even email that they saw the report card or the progress report. And the parent did none of that. And so it was 4 weeks of trying to get the thing back before they have to do something about it.
So a child gets a referral of a parent and they use their property diligence, and that's right in their next class. I'm just curious, because I know there's not all great parents, right? People who are community school of all great parents, but the fact is that there's not. There's parents that give, I know parents that are buying their kids' space and passing them back from at school, and you call them up and they're like, well, I think it's okay that my 12-year-old thinks. So we know there's not all good parents. So the question that I was bringing up before was, is it proper to punish a student due to a parent's lack of ability to be a good parent?
So let's just use your example. A parent buys their 10-year-old a vape, and the child comes to school and vapes. Are we not supposed to do anything because the parent bought it for him?
Absolutely not, but you're talking about the child also partaking, and partaking, bringing it to school, partaking in vaping, signing something as simple as like a progress report, there's no way for a child to partake in that. They can ask, sign my progress report, teacher can ask an email, sign my progress report, but there's no way for a child to partake in that. So it's like comparing apples to oranges. But absolutely, if a child breaks the rules and brings something illegal or uses something illegal, whether it's got it from his parent or not, there should absolutely be consequences.
Yeah, and I really don't know how many referrals, if any, are given out because of parents not signing something. It was just reacting to what you said and the email I got involved in. Robin?
And I don't see so much the middle school. Yeah, you have to be a little bit more proactive and, you know, be a little more responsible. This is at the fourth grade level. Again, it seems to have been this grade level all year, and not doing the same thing per class. And my frustration is hearing this fourth grade class is really tough. This fourth grade class this year is really tough. And they probably are. You know, I'm having.
Yeah. And well, the littles don't have that. They get a paper progress report that goes home and has to get signed. So it's like their official mid trimester progress report.
What was the progress report? Maybe that was just a homework assignment.
Oh, the last. I know. Yeah. No. This is. Yeah. I understand. That's another incident. But yeah. Okay.
Yes, so I think I suppose you can mail them home and blow up, but it just saves a whole lot of postage and a whole lot of procedures and return.
I just think if they're emailing them, we said sending emails home or having a door, help the parent come back and say, hey, you didn't have money. More than saying, that's what emails are here.
I don't check that email anymore. I'll put it at one time. I don't check that email anymore.
You're never gonna make everyone happy, right? I'm just, my personal feeling is that children shouldn't be punished for the lack of their parents' ability to follow simple guidelines. I don't like signing up either. I call the teacher, actually, you know.
I don't know if I agree about not being able to earn if your kid screws up the first week of school. Then they don't get to do their merit trip failure if they could earn it back one time and then know their consequences.
Well, and the teachers do know the children that have difficult parents. And they don't, they're not going to give referrals if they've been working with a parent and the parent refuses to cooperate. It's just, it doesn't happen. So, I first of all, I don't think this is a huge problem because I don't think very many kids have ever gotten a referral for not having a progress report signed, but the point of the changes in here was trying to reflect what was discussed at that meeting, and all the referrals being reviewed and approved by administration, and then also the earn back for the TK through five, and it's TK through five at Lone Tree and 4-5 at Bear River. They don't do a merit thing at Wheatland L. They do it differently.
So basically, if you're okay with a seventh grader getting a referral because his parents forgot to sign their progress report and they'll need to have a merit trip, even though they're a computer ship and they have 4.0 and they've never been in trouble, then that's something.
And that, I would venture to guess that that has not happened.
Threatening? Was it just a threat, or did she actually get a referral?
No, she ended up not getting a referral.
That's all they wanted. They said, hey, your daughter's going to get this. If you don't handle it, you handled it, and then it went away.